now invite you to join the audience listening to the program of the New Friends of Music, coming to you from Town Hall in New York City. At this moment, the featured artist of the evening, the Gordon String Quartet, is performing the quartet in D major of Mozart. The artists are in the midst of the second movement.
Interrupt our program now to bring you a special broadcast from Washington.
Okay. Mark Hage talking from the crowded newsroom in the White House. With Steve Early, the Secretary of the President, has just come in. He came back from the studio of the President upstairs, and he announced this, that word had just come from the Navy Department that an unidentified squadron of airplanes had been sighted over Guam. A few moments more, the Secretary Early had told us that the President had been talking over the telephone with Governor Poindexter in Manila, and he confirmed the news that the damage was great there, even in the city itself. He said, too, this dramatic thing, that while they were talking, a second batch of planes were coming over. The President has been trying to get in touch with Manila through the Army and the Navy to find out what the damage is there. They've been unable to do so. However, he is disposed to believe, as he put it, that perhaps the damage is not as great as originally reported, or perhaps there has been no raid at all in Manila. And just now, the Secretary of State has given out a statement. As I told you, when he received the reply to his earlier communication from the Japanese delegates, He was exceedingly angry. He said that he had never seen a document from any government that contained the untruths that this did. And then he gave out this formal statement along with the actual documents themselves. I'm quoting now from what the Secretary of State said. He said Japan has made a treacherous and unprovoked war against the United States. At the very moment when the representatives of the Japanese government were discussing with the representatives of this government, at the request of the former, the principles and the course of peace, the armed forces of Japan were preparing and assembling at various strategic points to launch new attacks and new aggressions upon other nations and peoples, with which the Japanese were professedly at peace, including the United States. I am now releasing, he says, for the information of the American people, these documents which state the principles upon which the United States hoped to base its settlement of peace, which he handed to the Japanese on November 26. He says he is also releasing the text of the Japanese reply, which was handed to me by the Japanese ambassador today. Before the Japanese ambassador delivered this final statement from his government, the treacherous attack upon the United States had already taken place. And then he concludes, this government has stood for all the principles that of fair dealing, of peace, law, and order, and justice between nations, and has steadfastly striven to promote and maintain that state of relations between itself and all nations. It is now apparent to the whole world that Japan, in its recent professions of a desire for peace, has been infamously false and fraudulent. That is the end of the Secretary's quotation, and it strikes home to me, for only yesterday afternoon, I sat in the Japanese embassy and carried on a conversation supposedly frank and free with the emissary himself from Japan, who was supposed to be here attempting to secure peace. And he talked to me, as I thought, sincerely. In fact, I am almost constrained to believe that Mr. Kurosu and such an element in Japan, perhaps, which was trying to strive for peace, was ignorant of what was actually going on at home. I can hardly believe otherwise. That's all from the moment from the newsroom in Washington. Thanks very much. I return you now to New York.
The members of the Grodin String Quartet, Josh Gordon, Samuel Weiss, William Linzer, and Fitz Marg, have been featured in the seventh concert in the regular Sunday subscription series of the New Friends of Music. The artists are now returning to the stage for another bow from the audience. Mr. Gordon and his colleagues performed the String Quartet in D major by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. This quartet has another and more easily remembered name. It is one of the Berlin Quartets, so called because it was composed in the German capital upon commission from the German King, Frederick William II. The New Friends of Music will be off the air during the holiday season. The next program in the series will take place on Sunday, January 4th. It will be the first of five consecutive programs devoted to Franz Schubert's piano music, played by the distinguished Austrian pianist, Otto Schnabel. These concerts come to you from the stage of New York City's Town Hall.
We complete this program period with a brief interlude of organ music featuring George Crook at the console. This is the National Broadcasting Company.